Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. Live from Hugh O'Connor's Irish Bar and Restaurant, here's Glenn Davis.
Yes, the voice of God told us. We are out at Hugh O'Connor's in the Marquee Entertainment Center off of I-10. And got a nice little crowd gathering in here. We appreciate it. I see some former youth soccer players in here. 2 hours of the best in soccer talk, self-proclaimed tonight here. Shout out to the Houston Astros, who are the World Series champions. Today is Election Day. I hope you did your civic duty. If you didn't do your civic duty, don't complain. Chance for all of us tonight here to talk a little bit of soccer here. Number to call in is 713-780-3776. Justin Finger in the house, a little baby in here. By the way, you got to be a little older than, what, a year to get in here? Isn't there kind of – okay. We're streaming at ESPN975.com. Get in here. There's a good chance you're going to walk away with a Soccer Matters T-shirt, okay? So if you get in here, you will get one. 713-780-3776, the number to call in here tonight. And I do want to thank everybody at Hugh O'Connor's because we got a long history here. David and Peter Kingston going all the way back to the Gorgeous Gale, which used to be over at West University. That was parlayed into great friends from the Liverpool supporters group and everybody in the soccer community. So that's how the thing goes all around. Tonight we'll have he's the voice of Spanish radio, Spanish TV for the Houston Dynamo. He also is involved with SG1 Soccer Club here in Houston, youth development program. Alex Parra will be on the show. Josh Gordner, MLS Cup winner with LA. He's a guy that grew up playing in this youth community, is now doing a tremendous amount of coaching in it. Won an MLS Cup, played with Landon Donovan. He will be on the show here. Victor Ariza of The Striker, who covers the Dynamo faithfully. Ian Veery, Houston LFC supporters group, will be in the house tonight. And then these cats from Dynamo Faithful will be in here tonight. Chris and a number of other guys. Chris, I apologize, but, you know, I've never met you too much in person, so I'm glad you're here. It's Chris Sinski, and we're going to get the Dynamo Faithful guys on here tonight, too, because we are going to talk about the importance of podcasts and the other means of social media and things that comes in and around covering the sport of soccer. The last segment of the show will be an interview with Houston Dynamo coach, the newly named today, Ben Olsen. So he will be on the show. I think you'll hear a lot of different stuff in that interview from what you heard from the press conference. A lot of very different stuff there. So if you hang in for that one, and of course you can check it out tomorrow on the podcast. All right, so I just started off tonight with, I don't know if this is comedy, I don't know if I should cry, but when Sepp Blatter, the former president of FIFA, comes out and you know, he awarded the World Cup to Qatar. Let's not forget that. He comes out today and says, Qatar was a mistake. The choice to have it there was a mistake. It's too small a country for football, and the World Cup is too big for Qatar. So he's another one of these guys who loves to walk it back after they know they've made a mistake. So I think I'm going to send him a memo tomorrow and say, I need you, Sepp, to retract it, and here's what I want you to say. What I want you to say is, dear peasants, I have lined my pockets with immense amounts of money. I am rich beyond belief. I want to thank you for helping me do that. And yes, Qatar is a mistake. So you know, this is the world we live in. Josh Gardner, the former LA Galaxy, just walked in. So we got player development talk here tonight. All right, so I'm going to go right to the phone lines because I think Murad wants something to say, and I'm interested to hear what Murad's going to say. Murad, you're on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5, presented by the Daspit Law Firm.
Yo, yo, what's up, Glenn? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Everybody can hear you here as well. There's about 200 here. There's a waiting line outside.
All right. First of all, thank you for having me on, Glenn. Really appreciate it. So, of course, today the announcement Ben Olsen for the club was announced. And, you know, a lot of fans, you know, they weren't happy at first about the decision because, you know, a lot was going on during the after the end of the season when we were out of the playoffs, of course. And we were expecting a bigger name to come to the door, especially after, you know, the decision to bring Kyle Magnolia in last year. And of course, that didn't work out. So we were expecting a bigger name to come in. Of course, Ben Olsen has that MLS experience, but his winning record as a whole is not, is least to be desirable, of course. But of course, he had quite a big success at DC United for the.
So, Murad, hold on 1 second. I need a Cliff Notes version. Number one, depends on how you define success. If it's getting into the playoffs, he's gotten teams into the playoffs 5 or 6 times in 10 years. If you're talking about overall record, yes, his overall record is not a winning record. So it really depends on the criteria you're picking. But I understand you're not happy with the choice, so take it from there.
Yeah, of course, yeah. But also something that we always wanted, and I think he can actually be able to do that. But to take that to the next level of the championship, I'm not sure he can do that. But of course, playoffs, that can definitely be something that we look forward to in the future, especially in this upcoming season. And so my question is, Krasinski and everyone here on the show tonight, is that what would be the expectation going into this season? And actually, before I have to do my question, I just wanted to make one last point. How would you rate so far how the window has gone so far in the off season? Because in my opinion, I was expecting a bit more activity to happen because we were out in the playoffs, and you know we should have.
You mean up to this point, what they've done with the roster? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, they brought in Daniel Serres.
They re-signed Serres. Okay, so let me just stop you there because this is not the Murad show. This is the Soccer Matters show, okay? And I appreciate your passion. I appreciate everything you're saying. So you want us to talk tonight about the roster, the lack of activity up to this point. What was the other thing you want? You want us to talk about if we think Ben Olsen is a good enough hire or not, correct?
But my second question is about the expectation going into the season. Of course.
Okay. Yep. Expectations. Okay. About performance, teams, and results. All right, so thank you very much for the phone call. We appreciate it. I'm going to ask all the guests what their take is on that tonight, okay? And I appreciate the phone call. All right, so Ben Olsen's going to be on the topic tonight. If you're out there, Dynamo fans, 713-780-3776 is the number to call in if you have something about Ben Olsen. I think I haven't even really gotten into the opening monologue here, but we're going to go to another call here from Jose. Jose, what's on your mind? I know you want to talk Ben Olsen.
Good evening, Mr. Glenn. I just want to say respect your hard work, and I do admire your taste in music. I just have two quick statements, and then I'll hang up and listen. Number one, we could have up to 7 senior roster slots, like he said. But I think we all know that the DPs, YDPs, U22s and all them are the ones that make the difference in close games. I don't know if we'll be able to successfully get that, across the line. Unfortunately for Ben. And then number two, just from a fan's perspective on the last 2 seasons alone, we're only really lacking, in my opinion, 2 quality attacking pieces to make us into a decent playoff team. And we currently have 2 U22 slots available to fill in. So just wanted to point that out to all the fans who are listening and are hoping for positive things from Pat, Asher, and Ben, and we'll see what they do with that.
Thank you for that, Jose. I appreciate that. So what Jose is talking about, there's 10 spots at the moment open here for the Houston Dynamo. The three DP spots are all taken. There are two under-22 initiative spots where you can pay a younger player above and beyond, and it counts X amount of dollars against the salary cap. Those are open. Look, we can talk expected goals, data, systems, pressing, mid-block. We can talk all this stuff. There is one really simple thing that has to happen for the Houston Dynamo, and that is they have to get two or three more very creative pieces. I don't think there's any question about that. It has to come around Sebas Ferreira. I think if you have called in tonight here, you do have to sit through the Ben Olsen interview. If you don't listen to it at the end of the show tonight, that'll be the last segment. Then you need to listen to it on the podcast, okay? Because you'll get a lot more revealing stuff there than you heard today from a press conference. But the greatest thing in defeating a tactical plan of an opponent is the individual player. So if you're going to play a pressing game and you win the ball in a high area, but if you don't have guys who can capitalize and punish opponents who aren't good enough, who aren't creative enough, who aren't clinical enough, the rest of it's all, you know, it can be hyperbole and rhetoric. And rhetoric and hyperbole goes a long way these days. For me, the biggest thing is the Houston Dynamo have to get more quality attacking players. I think you're going to see they're set at the center back position. The outside back position needs help. I think you got to get another right back. If you re-sign Junka, you're okay. But these are all things we'll talk on here tonight. Adam Lundqvist is coming back. So, you know, these are things we will talk about tonight. And I'll do this with a lot of the guests that are coming up here. Now, I do want to get into a couple of interesting things that comes around Texas news. St. Thomas University locally is going Division III to the national championship. So big props to St. Thomas and that Division III program. Friday, Texas and Texas A&M are playing in the NCAA national tournament in Austin. Okay, that's a big one. Sebastian Ibiaga, do you remember him? Did not make it with the Houston Dynamo. Started in the MLS Cup for LAFC, and they won it. He started over Giorgio Chiellini. Pretty amazing story for him. At the end of the day, the Dynamo didn't want to sign him. He went on to play in an MLS Cup final. Spent 2 years in San Antonio. San Antonio FC is playing Louisville on Sunday for the USL Championship. Guess who's the coach of Louisville City? Former Houston Dynamo Danny Cruz is the coach and has been there for a while, has put together a good coaching career. Albert Elise is one we brought up about his interest, and sources of mine in Europe told me that Albert Elise would like to come back to Major League Soccer. There's been interest around teams. He specifically has mentioned to people that he would like to come to Houston. Another unknown factor to many is his parents live here in Houston. So that could be something you could bring into negotiation with him. Now, that's a whole other story because the DP slots are taken. I would think Bordeaux is not going to take him for chump change on a transfer fee. They spent a reported $6 to $6.5 million to get him from Portugal. So those are a couple of things here to consider. So we got Dynamo talk here tonight. We can talk some Champions League. Ian Veery's going to come on. He's a big Liverpool guy. They've been drawn. They got a really good, easy draw against Real Madrid. Liverpool, PSG has Bayern Munich. RB Leipzig got Man City. Bruges from Belgium against Benfica of Portugal. Milan and Spurs. Eintracht Frankfurt and Napoli. Dortmund and Chelsea. Inter Milan and Porto. That is the Champions League draw. Today, Robert Lewandowski and Gerard Piqué were sent off. Barcelona got a 2-1 La Liga win over Osasuna, which is big in the context of the table because Real Madrid lost this weekend. So I would love to hear from somebody who's a Real Madrid fan, who is a Houston Coolis Barcelona fan, Any of you out there, let us know. If you come in here tonight, there's a good bet you're going home with the perfect cotton T-shirt. Soccer Matters. What I want you to be is a walking promotional billboard, and I want you to wear that thing as much as possible. By the way, these T-shirts, which I'm giving away for free tonight, you can buy them for $20. It all goes to pediatric cancer research. You get the shirts at LamontBrands.com. LamontBrands.com. $20. They're beautiful T-shirts, and we thank Lamont Brands for what they do. We're out here at Hugh O'Connor's here on I-10. Tremendous Irish pub. You feel like you're in Europe when you're in here. There's a lot of beautiful woods. Guinness, Bangers and Mash, your great longtime friends. It is Hugh O'Connor's out here at I-10, the Marquee Entertainment Center. This is going to be a great place to watch the World Cup, by the way. World Cup 22, you're going to watch it out here in this area at Hugh O'Connor's Pub, and that's where we are live here tonight. Quick word here for Advantage BMW. Performance, luxury, Advantage BMW in Midtown. You'll experience premier service. It's tailored to you. I drive an X5. Advantage BMW in Midtown is an offered. It's excellence that is expected when you go there. They've got a service center. They'll take care of you. They're dedicated to putting your time first. You go in there, ask for Justin, ask for Steven. You'll get in the perfect new certified pre-owned or pre-owned vehicle. Discover something special, Advantage BMW in Midtown. By the way, if you go in there right now, 200 meals will go to a promotion that they're doing if you buy a vehicle. Advantage BMW in Midtown. We'll take a break. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5, presented by the Daspit Law Firm. We're out here, Hugh O'Connor's Pub, I-10.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. Live from Hugh O'Connor's Irish Bar and Restaurant. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, we're back here at Hugh O'Connor's Pub, I-10 Marquee Entertainment Center. And by the way, if you're doing a live radio show at an Irish bar, you have to play The Boys Are Back in Town by the legendary Phil Lynott and Thin Lizzy, okay? If not, you don't deserve to have a radio show. You don't ever deserve to go into an Irish pub. You don't deserve a lot of things. So, great song. That guy, man, it's so sad. You realize how long he's been gone. Hugh O'Connor's Pub, by the way, is going to be the place you're going to watch 2022 World Cup on this side of town. It's where you're going to want to come out here, see Goose, Dave, Peter. These guys know how to get it done here. Bangers and Mash, they got Guinness. I mean, you look on the wall, the amount of different beers and whiskey offerings they have. Great pub hangout here. You want to come out here. Now, if you're going to go to the east side of downtown, you're going to go to Cobos. They're also a new sponsor of ours. They're right near PNC Stadium in Minute Maid. They're owned by Raul Jacobo. It's a very different type of atmosphere there than to Hugh O'Connor's. They've got an open space as well. That's going to be a great spot down there near the stadium to watch World Cup 2022. Cobos. Great food and drink. They've got smoked barbecue quesadillas, birria quesadillas. They're always running specials. Get down there. It's Cobos in Edo. We welcome you back to the show, and we're bringing in right now two guys that I would say, for full disclosure, great friends, I've known a long time. One is Alex Parra. He is the Spanish voice of the Houston Dynamo on television. He's also the head of SG1 Soccer Club here in Houston. You've heard him on Rockets, Astros broadcasts. I mean, you name it, he's done it here. Spanish language. And Josh Gardner, former youth player, played in Bear Creek Park, Meyer Park, local product. Beautiful thing is, after a career where he won an MLS Cup playing with L.A. and Landon Donovan, he has come back to Houston, and his passion is player development now. And that's kind of full circle. Gentlemen, starting with you, Alex, welcome in.
Glenn, it's an honor always to be here with you, and we've known each other a long time. And It's always fun to speak to you about the world of soccer. So thank you for being here, and likewise with you, Josh.
We're going to knock it out. Josh, thank you for coming down tonight. I know you're a busy guy. We appreciate it.
No, always a pleasure, Glenn.
All right, Josh, start it off. LAFC, the final, couple of thoughts on it.
In my opinion, probably one of my most favorite MLS Cups to watch. Having that, the players, Chiellini and Bale, not even starting in that match,
yeah.
And then getting the game, the goals, 3-3 at the end, and then PKs, you can have asked for a bigger, dramatic finish to an MLS Cup final.
Alex, would you say after 70 minutes it was a dramatic final?
Great point. Look, I think it's what MLS wanted as far as the show, as far as LAFC. Philadelphia, by the way, to me, during the regular season, the best team consistently throughout the season. They dismantled Houston Dynamo FC. I vividly remember calling that match. And the quality of Philadelphia, they were toying with the Dynamo, in my opinion.
You want to know something funny?
Yeah.
I did not get COVID till that match.
And
I could not call that game because I was afraid of getting other people sick.
Sure.
So people were joking with me, and they were going, "Man, you picked a great game not to have to call that."
It was.
That's tough for a broadcast.
It is. But Philadelphia, LAFC, great games at Bank of California. The fans, the Hollywood side of it, and the product inside the field delivered. The emotion of it, obviously going to penalty kicks, you couldn't ask for a better final. I think it is historic. It was a classic.
Tremendous drama. Like I said, though, I thought it had the makings. It had the backdrop. It had all of that. It had the celebrity. You know, you had celebrities at the thing. I didn't think after 65 or 70 minutes it was great soccer, but then it went into overdrive, and then you got something you thought you would never see. You know, how many times have you watched a game, Josh, where a goalkeeper breaks his leg and gets sent off, and it's one of the plays of the game when he has not even made a single save? And that's exactly what happened to Maxime Crépeau of LAFC.
Yeah, no, I remember Maxime when I was at Montreal. He was one of the youth products there, a little guy as a goalkeeper. And I'm like, man, this kid's pretty good.
Yeah.
And now see him in the biggest stage in MLS and then going and sacrificing his body, breaking his leg, I believe.
Yes.
But I was listening to Hercules Gomez today, and he was talking about 27 out of 28 was their budget for Philly, and I think LAFC is sixth in spending. And you see just the quality of the two teams and all the accolades that Philly had with Jim Curtin, which he's done a great job in Philly. He's got the Defender of the Year as well, right? All these players in the final, that's what you want to see, is a one-versus-one seed.
Former MLS Cup winner Josh Gardner, Alex Parra, you know him from Dynamo Television, also with SG1. You finished up there talking about the coach of Philadelphia and what they've done with Little. A great man, Justin Fingers, in here wearing a Philadelphia Union jersey here. And Justin has been a big part of this show in the past. He's moved on to bigger and a brighter future. Guillermo's going to do the same thing. They all leave me like... In the dust. But
do you ever ask yourself why? It just happens, right?
I don't know. But Justin's in here. I would say to that, though, one thing we always forget. You know, the coaches always get the credit. But in Philadelphia, Ernst Tanner, the sporting director, and out in Los Angeles, John Thorington.
Yeah.
These two guys have got to get some of the credit for this, because these guys who have helped assemble rosters, they're a little bit behind it. The coach will always get the credit. The coach will always get fired. But to that point, it shows you the importance of the support system and the people around. Ernst Tanner got the job. He could have taken Jim Curtin out, and he kept him. So I think we have to kind of think about it, maybe a little bit bigger picture, too. And Jim Curtin, no doubt, has done a tremendous job.
Yeah, no, I think he's done a great job. But when I think about John Thorington and what he's done in his professional career, I mean, I think they panned to him at the top of the stadium with his notebook writing stuff down. I mean, you don't see that every day in somebody who's overseeing the entire club. He's done a great job. Even managing, bringing in Steve Cherundolo in first year as a head coach in MLS, getting the job done there, you don't see that very often.
Look, it's a balance, in my opinion, Josh, and forgive me for interrupting, in having the vision, the style of play, having the personnel to to put it into play, if you will, and then having the relationship with the coach to say, look, let's head in the same direction. I heard a lot of that today at the unveiling of the new coach, that they're on the same team, Dynamo FC, headed the culture, and also within the constraints of budget, the constraints of the fiscal reality of MLS. So
well, we
a
heard
lot of
the
factors
same, we heard the same thing with Paulo Nagamura.
Yes, sir,
right?
We did.
Look, this was a very similar press conference to me today. What do you expect, okay? And I'm not dogging on anybody. I mean, how much can somebody say at a press conference? We're excited for our new coach. We're on the same page.
Right.
We're going to do things together. This is why I want people to listen to the Ben Olsen interview at the end of the show tonight, because you'll get something a little bit different in there.
Yeah.
More about Sebas Ferreira, support that he needs. You'll get some different things. And, you know, I think that's a perfect segue into... You started, Alex.
Yeah, well,
your thoughts on Ben Olsen being named the coach of the Houston Dynamo.
I've said this on our show, and in Espanol, I've said it several times. My needle didn't move to wow, or I wasn't overwhelmed or underwhelmed. It seemed to me like a continuation of a similar approach to what the team wants to do. Today I spoke to Pat, and we'll have our interview, and I'll pitch Deportes Nation later if you guys want to listen to us in the mornings.
You can.
Thank you, or find our app, Deportes Nation. So you'll hear those interviews. And with Pat and with Ben Olsen, I talked to them about pressure. Are you ready for the pressure? Are you accepting the pressure that's coming? And they said, yes, I live for this. I thrive on this. But it is up to them now to not repeat the same. Mm-hmm. I asked Pat Olmstead straight up, this is your third coach now. In less than 13 months or so. And then we jokingly said, look, who's counting? But I think he is counting. I think ownership is counting. Fans certainly are counting.
Well, this is judgment time. I
yes.
mean, I don't think, Josh, if you don't move the needle here and get into the playoffs, I mean, I don't know if anybody's put that line of demarcation out there, but mm-hmm. you got to get into the playoffs. You got to show the public that you have something crystallizing. That's the problem I didn't see with Paulo Nagamura was there was, you know, I could look last year at Austin FC, and I've used this example over and over. Forgive me if you've heard it too many times. But you could see last year, Austin FC, even though they were firing and wanting to fire the coach, the fans, Josh Wolf, get him out, you could see some principles being established, mm-hmm. especially with the ball going forward and getting into a final third. You could not see any of that with Paulo at some point.
Yeah.
I didn't see, there was nothing I could grab. It's like when Mateo Bahamic was signed and Matt Jordan presented him to Houston. There wasn't one thing I could say about the guy that said, this is a good signing. Usually a player has something, one thing mm-hmm. that you can, okay, he's got pace, he's good in the air, he's a good passer of the ball. There's usually something. There was nothing. And by the way, his option's been declined, and we'll get into that a little bit later. But I think you will find in the interview I did with Ben Olsen something very interesting. He talked about, you know, a lot of my teams are teams that grind it out. Mm-hmm. A lot of my teams have been like that. We've operated out of a mid-block, and he very much spoke about being a higher-pressing team for a majority of the time. And I think if you are going to invite the authentic soccer fan back into this club, if you are going to open a door for them and put out a red carpet, you got to look to Austin FC and LAFC as far out as you may think that is.
Yeah.
That is the playing style you need. You need to widen the game out at times. You need skilled players if you want to reach the authentic soccer fan in Houston, which is absolutely untapped. We have gone after the NBA crowd. We've gone after the,
yep.
you know, we've tried all these things out of the NBA playbook. We got to get authentic to counter all the other types of fans that we have. And there's differing fans. But the authentic fan does not come to the Dynamo game. Not enough of them.
Well, I would say this, Glenn. Back when I was playing, we would play against San Jose Earthquakes when I was in L.A., and they would shorten the field and make it super narrow. So if you're going to play that way, maybe you have to play with the dimensions of the pitch to get what you want.
Literally, yes.
But I agree. If you want to put more fans in the stands, you have to play attractive football. You have to be scoring goals and being tough on defense and actually keeping the ball. And when I go to games and I watch and we can't string five, six, seven passes, And it's and if we do, it's in the defensive third. What's the point in that?
Yeah, they're letting you do it. It's at a certain point. Look, there's a lot to discuss about the model of play. I go back to something. You know this, sir, as a coach, Josh. I can have the idea of wanting to play a certain way, but it's really the material. Mm-hmm. If I don't have the material to do it, and I think that may be one of the realities that's hitting Houston Dynamo FC. I want to say it in Spanish, Dynamo. Because I want to play a certain way, and that's great, but if I don't have the personnel to do it, I've got to start bringing in the personnel to do it, which means upgrading who you currently have. And I don't mean that in a disrespectful way. I think that's just the reality. And that, whether I'm coaching or not, they're going to have the same problem.
If you desire to have your outside backs into the attack and you have a midfield that can't even hold the ball, understand how difficult that is. If Adam Lundqvist takes off and he's 50-50 if he thinks you can – if you can hold the ball, his run may not be definitive. Or he may be nervous that he doesn't think the ball will be there.
And that hesitation.
So, correct. So, you know, these are things that have to be worked out. And, and like I said earlier in the show, I think you're going to have to get better players. But I did like that Ben Olsen said, we do want it to be progressive and we do want it, you know, to be something that looks a lot different. And the only way you can look different is to get better players. I mean, that's it. And I'm not, you know, I don't want anybody, you know, I hope there's no player out there hearing that and saying I'm bagging them, but this is the reality of this. This is where a lot of problems are going to be solved.
Glenn Victor, who's going to be, I believe, on the show later, had a very good question about that. And he did it, I think, very politically correct in saying, look, you have what you have. By the way, when are you getting more ammunition? Maybe that's, again, the wrong analogy. When are you going to have more better skilled players to do this? I think we're going around the same thing, which is you've got to upgrade your roster. That's going to help you whatever style of soccer you want to play.
Think about Albert Delis, simply if they were to bring him back. Now you got a winger that penetrates. You got a winger that's going to pull guys off of Sebas Ferreira. You have a target over the top against very progressive modern teams that, for the most part, in MLS are trying to high press, whether they're good at it or not, so think about, then you think about Hector Herrera. He can sit deeper. He's a tremendous passer of the ball. I mean, glorious passer of the ball over distance. And you got a threat. That threat may make a team set back and have their line a little bit deeper now. Now you got a little bit more room in midfield. There's all these things that, that can be affected by the signing of the individual player. One, two, three. But they, to me, they need three creative players. Two to three.
They do quickly. I don't want to monopolize, Josh. But also, the in-game adjustments is something that Nagamura did not do well. You and I talked about this, and I forget which game, Glenn, when they were doing the same thing, repeating it over and over, and not change something obvious, I think, which is, hey, send a long ball over the top. Change things up a little bit to get at least the
but
opponent.
But that also
that was USA-Japan, if I'm not mistaken.
It also goes back to players, though, because if your starting lineup's not good enough, you may not have as much on the bench, okay?
Right.
I mean, these are really logical things.
This has been
not taking care of this roster for many years, and it's come to a head. This is not brain surgery. This is very simple. All right, we got to take a break here, according to producer Andrew Carlson, who's now mad at me. We're behind. I do have to quickly, though, make a mention here for Little Patagonia Empanadas. It's in the Galleria. 5393 Little Patagonia Empanadas. Mouth-watering empanadas, all different kinds. Beef, lamb, chicken, pork, venison. It's my friend Sebastian Abraham. You got a sweet tooth, they got guava, strawberry, and Nutella. A lot of choices. You will love these empanadas. They're not just full of thick dough. They've got great toppings and, the way they pocket it inside. Argentine vibe, great coffee, espresso. You know I love everything Argentina. Order, pick them up, take them back home to your office. You'll be loved. DoorDash, Uber Eats, Little Patagonia Empanadas in the Galleria. Stones.
ESPN 97.5. I assume you knew. You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. Live from Hugh O'Connor's Irish Bar and Restaurant. Here's Glenn Davis.
Here comes Robertson. twisting his Nunez. It's Mo Salah. It's 1-0 Liverpool. Sharpness itself. In need of a pick-me-up, and Dyer has lost it here to Mo Salah. Full punishment exacted. A head-in-hands moment for Paul Eric Dyer.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters. We're out here at Hugh O'Connor's Pub here out I-10 Marquee Entertainment Center. So if you're driving out towards Katy, it's on your right-hand side, that big Marquee Entertainment Center. And by the way, this is the home of the Houston Liverpool supporters group as well. Now, World Cup 22, it's right around the corner. I think we're 14 days away. This is going to be a great place to come in and watch in a really authentic Irish-type bar here. The World Cup. And since it's conveniently located only a couple miles away from where I live, it will be a perfect spot for me to come. By the way, we're doing another live show out here next Tuesday. So if any of you come in here asking for another T-shirt and you already got one, the answer is no. Okay, so we're going to have fun next Tuesday as well. But we appreciate Hugh O'Connor's and for being big supporters of this radio show for a long time, Dave and Peter. And, of course, the Goose is behind the bar. As well. So, Hugh O'Connor's Pub, it's the place to watch World Cup 2022. Danish Inspirations Modern Contemporary Furniture, 2775 Fondren. I got to do a shout out for them. It's the best in modern contemporary furniture. Jan Christensen, again, another one of these longtime sponsors. That's got to be on your bucket list. If you like modern contemporary furniture, your wife does, your girlfriend does, that's where you go. I've got a lot of it in my house. My dog likes it as well. Danish Inspirations, Modern Contemporary Furniture. You'll hear Jan's segment, Jan Christensen, a little bit later. And he's always bringing the Soccer Matters shirts over to Copenhagen because he goes to a lot of FC Copenhagen games overseas. All right, so we welcome back to the show. So we did the Mo Salah interview there because Ian Veery is a big man, a great friend, big part of the Liverpool supporters group. Big Ian joins Josh Gardner and Alex Parra right now. And a pair for Mo on the weekend. It's always nice to beat Spurs, isn't it?
Fantastic. It's good to see Liverpool play up, I think, to the teams that they need to play against. This season has been very much like that. Lose to Forest, lose to Leeds, beat Napoli, who were undefeated at the time, and then take it to Spurs and beat them in their own stadium, which is always excellent.
So is this a reboot for Jurgen Klopp?
I don't know. I think it's been a really interesting...
What do we call this?
I don't know. It's been an interesting season so far for Liverpool. I mean, I think last season, the way it ended, had a massive impact psychologically on the team that we didn't really realise. Plus, they had a very short summer break because of the World Cup started early. They finished late because they played every single game last year. They lost...
Ian, you're sounding like a coach right here now. How many other excuses do you have?
Well, I think we did. We lost by a goal and by
a point.
That
was pretty impressive. You whipped those off like there was no tomorrow. I mean, I've had a lot of experience in this, being in broadcasting for 26 years. No, but let me be serious here because I'm just joking. Look, Liverpool puts together this body of work in soccer that's been unbelievable, like Man City. It's consistent. It happens all the time. It's entertaining for all these years. They win titles, and now it's gone a little bit south result-wise, right?
Yep.
Sadio Mane left. By the way, he got injured today or yesterday. So, I mean, is it just the cycle of a soccer team? Have they rebutted enough new players into it? Did they think out enough? I mean, what is it? And I understand what you just said. Those things are all true, and there's never any way to really quantify this stuff.
No, I think that's it. I think there's a little bit of that, and I think also the squad is like – been together for a little while now, so they're starting to sort of age out a little bit. There's been not a great deal of turnover in the midfield. I mean, we really needed a midfielder in the summer. Tchouaméni went to Real Madrid, so we'll be able to counsel him on making the wrong decision in the Champions League next round. And we didn't buy anybody apart from we got Melo on loan in January, and then of course he got injured. But defensively, we've struggled with Konate being out because him and Van Dijk were so solid at the back, and then Martip can't stay upright.
Has Virgil been the same man after the injury? Has he?
What's really interesting about Virgil is he at least three or four times a game would put a 40, 50-yard ball onto Salah's foot. very rarely now does he do that. Maybe once every two or three games. That is definitely playing
differently. Has that ever been addressed in the media? Has anybody ever asked that question? Why he's not hitting the more direct ball? Because the accuracy is ridiculous. I that guy before the injury.
Oh, it was a weapon.
That is like if you went into a laboratory and you wanted to produce the best center back in the world. That's it because of his ability to cover right and left. To allow Robertson and Alexander to get forward, remarkable. And that guy would come out of the middle, and every choice is perfect. All right, I got to weave Josh, and I got to weave Alex in. Stay here with me, Ian. Okay, guys, PSG Bayern, Liverpool Real Madrid, Leipzig City, Bruges Benfica, Milan Spurs, Eintracht Frankfurt, Napoli. By the way, Eintracht Frankfurt is where Paxton Aronson's going, who came on in the MLS Cup final. And, you know, that reminds us we're in a city of 7.5 million and we've never sold a player to Europe, the Houston Dynamo. So they have to get in the buying and selling game.
That's a fact,
at some point. That's a fact, Jack. Dortmund, Chelsea, Inter Milan, Porto. So first to you, Alex. Which is the game you have the most focus on out of all those Champions League matches?
Wow. You mentioned Liverpool, Real Madrid?
Yes, I did.
To me, that's it. To me, that's a focus. I love the tradition of that. I know Coach Ian will agree with that. And it's interesting times for Madrid. So I need to predict, if I have to say that, Liverpool. But that's a sexy matchup. Let's put it that way.
I like it. Josh?
Probably Man City coming in. What I like to see from that last game, Glenn, is the 17-year-old getting on the score sheet. And I'm waiting for us to put a 17-year-old on the field who's going to do something like that in Houston.
Yeah, that should have happened by now. I mean, there's no question. I mean, I'm sensitive to everybody who's worked in it, but 100%, we should have been blooding some teenagers. Now, I think we have one in Brooklyn Reigns, but he was bought. He was acquired. But that's good business because they got him for 50 grand. I applaud the Dynamo for that. That's great business. I think you're going to see him get minutes next year if you want to accelerate his development. I don't think there's any question. So Josh puts Man City, Leipzig in the... Ian, I'll tell you what. I'm going to put a disclaimer on yours. You can't pick Liverpool, Real Madrid. So you have to pick somebody other than Liverpool, which is your love.
Inter Milan and Spurs.
Ooh, I like that. Why?
Inter Milan, another classic... Yeah. Champions League winning team historically, and Spurs have got the Conte factor now, which before I would have thought they would have, and they were a bit up and down, just like Conte is on the sideline as well. You know, they're always, you just don't, I mean, when we played them this weekend, we just didn't really know what we're going to get. I think Son's a big miss for them. If he should be back by the time they play, he makes a big difference to the way they play. Kane is obviously Harry Kane, and he proved that again this weekend. You know, they can be a good team, Spurs, but they're just so inconsistent. They started the league well and then fell away, and a couple of results in the Champions League, I mean, they had to come from behind to beat Marseille to actually win the group to get into the next stage. So that's what I'm saying. They're just not as consistent as they should be, which actually... That's kind of how the Premier League's been a little bit this year. There's been a few results that have been probably different to how we would expect it because of the way the season started and everything else that's going on as we jump 2 weeks into the World Cup.
Speaking of the Premier League, isn't it exciting that Pep Guardiola's assistant, Mikel Arteta, who they also wanted fired in the first year, right? What this guy has now done, Arsenal's the top of the table. We have to believe that they are the real deal now. Alex?
They've proven it. I mean, you don't get there by luck. Let's put it that way. So it's that knowledge and it's that experience. But yeah, I mean, it's exciting to see them back there. How long has it been, Ian? You probably know better than me.
It's been a while, actually. It's been like 6-7 years since they actually qualified for the Champions League.
So, think about that.
You know, they've just. I mean, it's brilliant. I think it's absolutely brilliant. And
that Arteta
has been given
the
time. He's been given the time. That's the key. You know, there was a lot. I mean, even Arsenal's fans and some of their fan zine people wanted him out after, especially the second year where they didn't qualify again and they just sort of fell apart towards the end of the season, actually. They were right up there and the four or five results went their way, what didn't go their way. And again, they were calling for his head. They absolutely kept him, and now he's developed a very good, exciting young team.
Martinelli, Partey, it's just been so much fun to watch. Our producer, Andrew Carlson, who's back in studio, is a huge Arsenal fan. I watched this guy for a couple of years suffering so badly. I think I'm more happy for him than anybody that Arsenal's doing so well. But I think it's a better Premier League, Josh, when Arsenal's doing well. And I mean, to come off a 1-0 win over Chelsea, mm-hmm. I think it's been fascinating to watch him galvanize his team, take it another level. It's a very good defensive team as well. The shape of the team, the way they play, it's fun to watch.
Well, I would say this, Glenn. I've seen videos of him playing the sounds of different stadiums that they're going to play in. The game is so psychological, and he has put together this group, and they have to believe that they can win. So Arsenal's always kind of been that like third, fourth, fifth, right in the table, and now you're seeing just a jump and a switch and believing that they can stay at the top.
Yeah. Saka, Martinelli, yeah. I mean, they're fun to watch too. I mean, if I asked you guys, what are the teams, Alex, that you go directly to watch? I mean, everybody's always like, hey, what's your team, Glenn? And you know what? I just want to see good football, right? I mean, do I want to watch a
anywhere?
Team?
Anywhere?
Defending deep? I mean, I like all the traditional great teams, but yeah. I don't have any specific connection. I didn't grow up at Old Trafford. I didn't grow up, you know, at Stamford Bridge. I grew up in Chatham, New Jersey. You know, my team was the New York Cosmos. Okay?
Yeah, me
with
too.
With Pelé and Beckenbauer.
Giorgio Chinaglia. Who
I became friends with later in his
Bauer
life.
Played there.
Beckenbauer, yeah, who's been married six times.
Hubert Birkemeyer was a goalkeeper.
You know that really hurt. Yeah. That really hurt me. Franz Beckenbauer was yeah. so composed, one of the few men that have ever won the World Cup as a player and a coach. And one day I saw in his bio that he had been married like five or six times.
I didn't know that.
And you know, it just, I mean, not that it should affect my view of him, but he was so composed and so elegant and the way he orchestrated a game and revolutionized the game from the position he was playing.
Yeah.
And then to think that, you know, you're just an absolute nightmare in your personal life, which I'm not judging here. I don't want to judge. But it did change a little bit of the way I thought about him.
You know what screwed it up for me? Johan Cruyff and watching him smoke. I couldn't connect those two.
Yeah.
Because I mean, Johan Cruyff and his artistic ability. It's like George Best, right?
Chain smoker, by the way. My former teammate.
I couldn't connect those
Peter
two.
Peter Carr, who played with him on the Washington Diplomats, said he was a chain smoker. Never drank.
Yeah.
Never drank. And then when I was in my later years here in Houston in the 80s, all of a sudden we signed Wim Serbier, who's the right back for the Dutch national team in the 74 World Cup. And we're all like, what's he doing here?
Well, back when
was
we were
a phenomenal player.
When we were playing men's league as a youth growing up, and the first time I saw the older guys smoking at halftime, and I'm like, how are they still running second half? And they weren't American players. They were all, you know, Europeans. Yeah. But I don't know.
Yeah, but that's the beauty of putting
not judging,
players.
But like you, something changed in my mind about Cruyff at that moment when I found out about that.
Yeah, but anyway. I think smoking was very prevalent back then.
It was.
They didn't know the risks back then. It was a very popular, cool thing to do back then. I mean, not just like talking about George Best, but James Hunt. Like, you know, all the big sports personalities were all out partying and on the club scene in London all the time, and smoking
There was a very famous photo of Jackie Charlton of Leeds after practice with a cigarette in his mouth with his Leeds shirt on, right? So, I mean, back then, drinking and smoking, I mean, this was a part of it.
Glenn, quickly, the once-in-a-lifetime documentary about the New York Cosmos, if you guys haven't watched that, that tells you a lot about soccer in the NASL. Late 70s, early 80s. I'm dating myself.
So, this is true, and I'll make this quick. I was on I was on an ASL team called the Pennsylvania Stoners that had NASL guys.
I'm sorry, the Stoners?
The Stoners, yes. The greatest name in soccer history. So we went up to scrimmage the Cosmos behind closed doors at Giants Stadium.
That's cool.
And I was a rookie, and I was going to mark Canalia. And we're walking out of the tunnel. And there's Vladislav Bogicevic, a Yugoslavian, who's smoking a cigarette. And I'm going, holy shit. I mean, excuse me, I don't think you can say that on the air.
Beep.
Did you beep that out, Andrew? Did you beep that out?
I tried.
We're going to take a break here. That's bad language. That's a yellow card. And I apologize for that. That's not, I shouldn't have done that. All right, we'll take a break here. Hugh O'Connor's Pub, a big thank you to everybody out here.
Marquee Entertainment Center. We're live on location here. It's election night. Hope you did your civic duty. We'll be out here again next Tuesday night. Show Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5, always presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. It's Hugh O'Connor's Pub out at Marquee Entertainment Center. If you're out and about in the town, come on, pop in. We got more. We got some of the guys from the Dynamo Faithful, Chris, Kyle, Zach, Manny, Chris, all these guys from this great podcast. We're going to talk about that in the future. All right, take a break. We'll come back.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Football Hall of Fame, Mike Rozier, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.